I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Health officials are confirming another coronavirus outbreak at an Iowa meatpacking plant on the same day the number of residents who have died from the virus topped 500. The Iowa Department of Public Health says of the more than 2,500 employees tested at the Tyson Pork Processing Plant in Storm Lake, 555 have tested positive. During her daily news conference, Governor Kim Reynolds has questioned whether or not the state was slow in reacting to the outbreak.
Again, when you test more individuals, when we go into a hotspot, we're going to see positive outcomes. And that's part of how we address, manage, and contain. A really significant piece of that is the case investigation that we do, so we can, again, start to understand the scope, make sure they're aware that they've been exposed, and take the proper actions to protect themselves.
During the same news conference, the state secretary of agriculture announced a plan to provide assistance for pork producers forced with euthanizing their livestock. Information from Iowa State University shows an excess of 600,000 hogs on Iowa farms. Woodbury and Dakota counties reported no new deaths on Thursday. There were 23 new positive cases in Woodbury County for a total of almost 2,700 cases. Dakota County had two new cases for a total of more than 1,600. There are 88 positive cases in Union County. Bars across the state, including Woodbury County, can now open at 50% capacity. The Sioux City Police Department says they do not have any officers dedicated to enforcing social distancing guidelines. However, any bars violating capacity guidelines could have their licenses impacted. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.